back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Sam, my voice, I slept with the windows open last night, right? And you don't even realize how much that sometimes affects your voice. And, you know, in the air conditioning the last few days,
you get spoiled. I totally understand.
Yeah, my voice is a little affected. But here's what I want to talk about now. What's your thoughts on the death penalty, Sam?
You know, I don't know. I have mixed emotions on it because I understand where people that are in favor of it are coming from. My biggest issue is when people contradict themselves, that they're like pro-death penalty, but then anti-abortion or anti, you know, like woman's choice.
Right.
Like, that's my pet peeve. I don't know, because like I understand people are like, oh, the prisons are full and it's expensive, but also at the same time, people stay on death row for years and years and years. So I don't know. I don't have a great opinion on it.
So you know, I have always been one who, for the majority of my life, have been anti-death penalty, and in many instances, it was always because. Once they looked at the sheer numbers of those who were being executed, they were disproportionately people of color who, if they killed a person that was white, they were going to be almost 99% of them would suffer the death penalty. But if they assassinated somebody or murdered somebody of their own hue, they did not get, suffer the death penalty as readily as, and so as someone, again, who took the life of somebody that was a different color than themselves, and I just didn't think that should ever matter. Race should never enter into it. If you're going to kill people for crimes that they committed, then the last thing that should even be talked about is the race of the person. So when I was watching all of these numbers and the percentages of people of color who were getting, you know, these death sentences, then they decided to pull across the nation to end unilaterally the death penalty. But there are some crimes that are just so egregious that the death penalty is warranted. And I'll tell you one. Timothy McVeigh, a guy who, you know, blew up a building in Omaha, Nebraska, that housed, I don't know, I think he killed some like over 300 people, and most of them children, when he backed up a truck loaded with explosives and killed over 300 and some odd people at once. And the question becomes, why would you allow a person like that to live? But then you can't very well deal with that based on those kinds of dynamics if it's the death penalty and it is whatever the basis is for determining who will get killed and who wouldn't get killed, then that slants the death penalty. But what am I talking about now? I'm talking about the young man named Peyton Gendron. He's an 18-year-old charged with 26 counts of a federal hate crime for firearm violations when he walked into a grocery store and slaughtered 10 people based solely on the color of their skin. And now there is a debate on whether or not he should receive the death penalty, you know, if for the Buffalo shooting. And you might say, but why should there even be a question about whether or not, you know, he should receive the death penalty after how egregious a situation that was? But here's why it's up in the air. Garland, who is the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, of the United States, ordered a moratorium on federal executions last year while the Justice Department reviewed its death penalty policies and procedures. And President Biden has publicly opposed the death penalty. Gendron was charged with 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death, 3 counts of hate crimes involving bodily injury and attempt to kill, 10 counts of use of a firearm to commit murder during and in relation to a crime, and 3 counts of use and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. The charges carry a maximum penalty of life in prison or the death penalty. What they're saying, Western District of New York Judge Kenneth Schroeder said Thursday, the U.S. must make a decision before Gendron will be represented by federal public defenders paid for by taxpayers and cases that are execution eligible and typically very expensive, according to Reuters. Now to me, that is... You wonder, and I know that our justice system is supposed to be completely different than any other justice system in the nation. But if a person who can slaughter 10 people, or in the case of Timothy McVeigh, over 300 and so odd people, why should they be allowed to have taxpayer finance judges? Attorneys. I don't understand that. And maybe it's something that is a part of the lexicon of what law and order and justice is in this society. But when a person does something so egregious, you just have to ask the question, what's at the root of it? Now, I didn't know that the federal courts or the federal could have control over what happens with states. That wasn't always the case. And I remember as a young guy, each state made the determination on whether or not they had death penalties. That wasn't something that was done by the federal government. States made those decisions. And now, based on this, you know, it says that you know, Attorney General Merrick Garland, United States Attorney General, is one of those guys who, based on what the president, Biden, have kind of made some declarations that they wanted the death penalty to be put on hiatus. I don't know. I just think that we're at a point where if there's not justice across the board, if the conversations aren't right and it's not the same, then what are we talking about? I just really continue to struggle with the way justice is meted out in this society. It's always been a problem, and it will continue to be a problem, because justice, for the most part, is for those who can afford it. Let's even talk about whether or not you're talking about a system where, you know, someone, slaughters a high-ranking official. Let's say it's a justice, because that's what everybody's talking about now, the threats that were made to one of the United States justices. And let's say if that was carried out, you think we'd be talking about whether or not that person would be charged, and once they were charged, that the death penalty wouldn't come into existence? I do know, going back to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, those high-profile assassinations, you know, they wound up with in jail. It was not a death penalty, death sentence. And had it not been for, you know, James Earl Ray, is that the right one? Yeah, James Earl Ray, because it's been so long ago, the guy who killed then-President John F. Kennedy, he got killed. He didn't suffer the death penalty, and he got killed going to, you know, a hearing. Listen, we've got to go to a break in a couple minutes. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.